Our next presentation is going to be regarding the Kane Legal Clinic. And also, our next speaker has a little bit he'd like to share with us regarding his encounter with parental rights for the blind. So I bring to you the director of the Kane Legal Clinic at the Chicago Lighthouse for People Who Are Blind and Visually Impaired, Paul Rink.
Hello, everybody. It's so nice to be with you this afternoon and to tell you, familiarize you a little bit, if you're not already, with something that is very close to my heart, and that is the Kane Legal Clinic at the Chicago Lighthouse. I am its volunteer director. I began volunteering with the Kane Clinic in 2010 and became its director in 2013. I had a long legal career. I worked for 20 years as a lawyer for Continental Bank and 20 years as a lawyer, as an assistant to the chairman of the Workers' Compensation Commission in Illinois, dealing with injured workers, and then as a commissioner on that commission. And the commissioners were, are appellate judges dealing with all workers' compensation cases that are appealed in Illinois from the initial arbitrator's rulings. So after 40 years, I joined the clinic staff, pretty small staff at that point. Judge Pomaro, Nicholas Pomaro, who founded the clinic in 2006, was basically the only a lawyer at that point. I learned a great deal from him about all kinds of law in the next 3 years. And then after he retired, then I became the director. Our staff has increased. We now, besides myself, and I'm in the office 1 or 2 days a week, other times available always on the phone. But we have a blind attorney who is an alumna of the University of Chicago Law School named Carol Anderson, and she is there answering questions for 5 days a week. Now, the most important thing I want to tell you about our clinic is that it is free. No bill comes out from us, and because we want to be open to blind and visually impaired people, and of course our mission has somewhat expanded at the Lighthouse to veterans and other people with other disabilities, but primarily blind and visually impaired people with all kinds of legal questions. I would say, as I say, we never charge. We occasionally, however, do accept donations. Someone gave us a fruitcake a couple years ago, and that fruitcake lasted us a whole year, and then all of a sudden one night it vanished. Our purpose is to serve people who need legal advice. We have to limit our the cases that we can personally take because our we have such a small staff. In addition to full-time attorney Carol Anderson and myself, we have a part-time visually impaired paralegal, and we also have a part-time administrative assistant. We handle approximately 200 legal requests a year. When we cannot take a case, We try to find a home for the particular case, but we do all sorts of things in-house. The majority or our greatest number of cases each year would be situations involving the Social Security Administration. We get involved with those, and we try to. We have had some quite good results in things like overpayment questions, determining what the type of disability and the full nature of disability is, and all kinds of appeals from denials, and we do the paperwork. We appear with the person needing the assistance at hearings, and to give them all the help we can. And as I say, we have gotten some fine settlements from the Social Security Administration. We also do. I would say to you that the first 20 years of my career was spent in the law department of one of the largest banks in Chicago, Continental Bank, which was bought out 20, 30 years ago by Bank of America. And I worked a great deal for the trust section, so we have expanded our provision of the drafting of wills, powers of attorney for health care and property and living wills. We do not do trusts because those are much more complicated than we can manage with the time schedule that we have. And people who have enough money and property to have trusts probably should hire their own attorney. But we handle questions involving housing rights, landlord and tenant, and condominium problems. We handle also discrimination in employment and education. Because of our size, we do not do active litigation in the circuit or federal courts. We have other firms to whom we seek assistance, and they will take on those cases where actual litigation is necessary. However, we do things at the administrative level with the Department of Employment Security, the EEOC, and the Illinois Department of Human Rights. And we have had good successes in those kinds of situations. Now, one of the things that I had to think about, I might mention to you that I have been on the Lighthouse Board of Directors since 1979. And one of the things I had to think about is, why is it useful to have blind lawyers assisting blind or visually impaired clients? And I was not quite so sure in the beginning, but I believe very, very strongly that we can provide special services to people calling in and coming to us. Many of the people who call us have never talked to lawyers ever, you know, in their lives hardly, about their own affairs. And what we try to do is to give real hands-on and sympathetic treatment and for the people who call in and ask our assistance. We offer special opportunities for people to bring in documents that they don't understand, correspondence they have received, and from administrative agencies like the Social Security Administration say, and don't know exactly what it means. And we go through that with them and help them organize the materials they need in a so that their problem can be solved much more easily. We also work with them on acquiring documents which they ought to have and which may have become lost, and do whatever we can to bring the situation which they have contacted us about to a good success with a very well-arranged file. So if we then have to seek some other attorney to take the case, everything is at that attorney's disposal. The blind or our client understands fully the problem that is before him, understands, has a pretty good idea from us the best way that the problem should be solved, and then can work with another person towards the solution of the problem if we can't solve it ourselves. One of the areas in which I am a little bit of, I hate to use the word of expert, but which I have spent some time during my life is the area of parental rights of blind persons. I was married in the late 1970s, and unfortunately the marriage did not work out, and it was necessary for me to seek a divorce in the early 1980s. At that point, my wife and I had become parents of a sighted son who was pretty much of an infant when the divorce came. And a great deal of the time in litigation was spent dealing with what parental rights I should have. I understand from my lawyers, who charged a considerable amount of money, so I think they were right in this. What they told me was that mine was the first case in Illinois law which became documented as a case dealing with parental rights of a blind person. This means that this does not mean that there were not cases dealing with where blind people were involved before, but that my case was the first case which actually went to the Illinois Appellate Court, and the court issued a unanimous opinion dealing with things like the rights of a blind person. One of the funny things that happened insofar as that order was concerned is that I was ordered until the child was 4 years old to have a sighted person with me when I was parenting my child. Now that sounds pretty harsh, except that by the time the order was issued, my son was five. So, nice. You know, it didn't make any difference. So, anyway, there have been blind parents all through for many decades, and they have, many of those have experienced problems probably far worse than my own. My son is now grown to his majority, and he and I have a very good, strong relationship of deep love and respect. in spite of some of the problems that might have existed because of Illinois law and the courts and all that. One of the things I would just say to every blind parent is if you demonstrate that you love your child, demonstrate to your child that you love him or her, and do it consistently and without breaks, many breaks in time. You know, even though the law may not be perfect, I believe that you will eventually have the experience that I do and have that child's love and affection. But what I want to discuss with you now is the brand new Parental Rights for the Blind Act. This is a new act in Illinois, and I cannot really predict exactly what's going to happen, but it looks like it is a very fine step in the right direction of making parental rights much more apparent to blind people. The act provides that a person's blindness shall not serve as a basis for the denial or restriction of parental time, the allocation of parental responsibilities, participation in adoption proceedings, or foster care placement, or guardianship appointment. Now, this is in itself a very, very significant step. Because if this statement indicating that blindness may not be used as a restriction will deter lots of people from simply throwing that in to any kind of a complaint they may have about a blind person exercising parental rights. This is very significant, and the law gives a structure so that if there is an objection, clear and convincing evidence must be shown any problem that one side or one party is finding about having another, having a blind person exercise full parental rights. I've been told that my time is almost up, and I can't really go into this at all as much as I would like to. But I would just say that blind parents should consider this a very good day for them, because good things are going to happen, and I believe the law is working in the right direction. Now, in this matter. Now, the other thing I want to say is that because we do not do litigation in the Kane Legal Clinic, we cannot go to court with a party seeking the right to exercise full parental rights. However, we are available for consultation, and I've spent a considerable time since I have come to the clinic discussing all aspects of family law with individuals with family law questions. And I'm very happy to make available whatever wisdom I may have to help anyone with these or other legal matters. Our clinic is accessible simply by calling the Lighthouse and asking for the Kane Legal Clinic or simply the Legal Clinic. You will get us. We will be there to help you and do whatever we can to assist you with any kind of legal questions or problems you may have. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And of course,